on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad? It's too late now to say sorry. Want an apology?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and Forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Melissa in Ellicott City, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need an apology from my son's teacher because she gave the most improved student award to the wrong kid.
What? What does that mean?
All right. My son just finished fifth grade. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the school year, he was really struggling academically. Mm-hmm. So early in the year, his teacher talked about the different end of the year awards that the students could earn. And one of those was the most improved student award. My son became obsessed.
Okay.
All he could talk about. He had that as a goal. For me, it was like, let's go. Like, okay. Something is motivating him.
Okay.
He's the competitive type.
He is.
Okay.
And he felt like this was something he could really work toward.
Yeah.
And so by the end of the year, he was really turning things around. He actually made honor roll for the first time in his life.
That's incredible.
That, yeah, that's awesome. We love that.
Yeah. So now let's get to the awards. So his teacher just stood up and said, and the most improved award goes to not my son.
Oh, no.
He just gulped. He didn't say anything. I mean, we just walked out together, got in the car. And as soon as he got in the car, I saw the tears.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Yeah. And, you know, and he asked me, Mom, what else could I have done? And I didn't have an answer for him. It just kind of broke my heart. So I didn't tell him this, but I emailed his teacher afterward to ask her how the award was decided.
Okay.
I know this is probably not a popular choice I made.
But you're responding from emotion, obviously, because it was hard to see your son go through that. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so she said the student who received the award came to the school midway through the year. I guess she was in a difficult family situation or whatever. Mm. And she said the student was really withdrawn and struggling socially. But by the end of the year, she had made friends. She was participating in class. And she had improved socially.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, so kind of like the same, but just in a different way.
It was for being a student, not being, you know, a social butterfly. But the other thing is, she came in midway through the year. And this was supposed to be based on how the student did the whole year.
So,
but the award itself is most improved, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But most improved to you means grades.
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
So what do you want out of this? Like, do you legitimately want her to take this award away from this little girl and give it to your son?
I tell you what I think the right thing to do is give him the award for what it stood for.
So you don't think that little girl deserves the award? Is that what we're getting at?
I'm not trying to make this personalized against the girl, but no.
Because the thing is, it's like, if this is the award that the teacher, like that the teacher is deciding to give away, I feel like it's the teacher's choice to determine like what that means every year. And I'm sure it's going to change, you know?
I mean, let's break this down. If it's called most improved, it's kind of vague, but like, I would also think like if it's most improved and we're in a classroom, I'm assuming this is going to be most improved academically. Like, I see how you would also feel like that would be the award for that.
Exactly. Because, like, on a sports team, most improved is not that you showed up to every game and you tried. It means that you got better. I just want it made right. He improved his grade significantly, and she needs to do something about this.
Okay. I just don't know.
I
don't know if that's like technically allowed.
All right. Well, if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, here's how this works. We have reached out to Rachel, the teacher in question. I don't know that we can go back on an award at this point in the school year, or if we should, but she's willing to come on. Now, she has honestly no idea that this is what's in question today. Is she willing to go back? Should we go back? Y'all, I don't know about this one. Melissa, hang on one second. Let me at least get Rachel on. Just don't let her know that you're on, though, until we give her a chance to try to figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me get in Rachel. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. Thanks a lot for agreeing to come on today. We appreciate it.
Sure.
So I know when Charlotte set this up with you, she said you'd have no idea who'd want to bring you on a segment. Anybody come to mind overnight who'd want to bring you on a segment about forgiveness?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. The person that wanted to bring you on today is one of your students' parents. This is Melissa.
Melissa. Do you have a last name by chance?
Melissa, sorry, what is your last name?
No, this is Miss Duncan.
Oh, Miss Duncan, sorry, Miss Duncan.
Okay.
Sorry, Miss Duncan. Okay. That's sorry how you've been probably know each other. Melissa, why are we here today?
I want you to admit my son deserved the most improved award because you saw how much he improved throughout the school year. He really wanted this award, and I feel like he really deserved it. I want you to make this right.
Well, I understand that you feel that way, and that is absolutely valid to feel that way. And I know that that must have been really hard on your son. I know he worked hard. He worked so hard. I absolutely saw it. I made sure to let him know that I saw how hard he was working. Mm. I have to be really honest, though. I'm a little surprised. In emails, you mentioned grades. So I want to be very clear that that's not ever what the award was or what was intended with the award.
I think for me, the picture I got of the other student who you gave the award to was that she came through mid-year and she struggled with her family. And yes, she came out of her shell socially, but my son was there for the whole year. And he right. really struggled in the beginning. And I just feel like if you look at the whole picture like you're saying, then my son would be more deserving.
Okay. And again, that is absolutely valid that you would feel that way. But to be very transparent, the student who did receive the award, I do still feel and will continue to feel that she is deserving of that award. Not that your son isn't, but I hope that you can see how incredibly difficult it would be to join a school and a group of kids halfway through a year, and then adding on top of that what she was dealing with at home, that I know you don't know the details, but it wasn't great. And she made incredible improvement that I am proud of, she should be proud of, and I would like for that to be celebrated by the whole class.
Is it confusing, though, if we say most improved, do we feel like that needs to go to a kid whose grades are the most improved versus socially?
Personally, I think when it says most improved, I feel like that can have like various meanings to it. And I do believe that that's Miss Rachel's or Miss Smith's decision to decide who that goes to. And also, I think it would be one thing if it said specifically academically, then okay.
Yes.
But it wasn't. And so I think that can mean very different things for different kids because all the kids are different. And I also think that gives more kids a chance to improve in different ways.
Exactly. Did you say that to the whole class? Did you explain it that way to them?
If they had asked, I would have told them that, yes. But I made it pretty clear in the beginning of the year that those awards are up for grabs for whoever. And it is up to me to determine who is going to be receiving that award. So it wasn't called the most improved academically. It was the most improved.
Do you feel like you owe her son an apology for that?
I never want any of my kids to walk away feeling anything less than excited and grateful. And so, of course, if he wanted to have a conversation with me, I would absolutely have a conversation and I would validate his feelings and I would apologize for how it made him feel. But I'm not going to change my mind on this.
Yeah, I think all of that sounded, dare I say, politically correct. He wanted this so badly and he worked for it.
Right. Listen, I don't think we should go any further with this.
Well,
I mean,
and I empathize with you because obviously your son worked so hard and I do believe that he deserves to be celebrated. And I think that's something that you guys can do within your family. But I don't think that we can tell a teacher to take away an award from a little girl. And then two, it's like all of us have had to go through the experience of like you're not always going to get what you want. You don't always win. You don't always get the thing. And so I don't know what else we can do.
Yeah, I think we're going to be done for this week. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm just not happy right now, guys.
Wait, Denise from Middle River, did we get it wrong? Did you think we...
Definitely. I can't believe you shut that mom down. She had such a valid point. You made her sound crazy. And Jess, I have to be honest, I'm most surprised at you because you're mostly the voice of reason. I mean, Kramer, I understand, like he's always whatever.
Wait, okay, first off, hang on. Wait, you think we should have taken that award away from that one kid and given it to her son, honestly?
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, he went from failing to honor roll and he still didn't win most improved. Like, what does he have to do to win it? And she's saying that it's not only based on grades, but it's other intangible things. Then why are you calling it most improved? Call it, you know, who I feel like giving an award to.
Okay, I don't think that's what Rachel was doing. Denise, you know, I totally understand if you don't agree with what I'm saying, but I have to be honest. I would not feel comfortable telling Melissa and also setting an example for her son that it's okay to take something away from that little girl that also worked hard in her own way. We also have to understand, like, we don't know everything that was going on behind closed doors. And for Melissa to think she was owed that personal information about that little girl and her family, I think is also inappropriate.
Right.
Okay, so don't take the award away from the other child, but an apology can go a long way.
What would she apologize for? Like for what?
For not acknowledging, you know, kids really, these award things, kids take them seriously. It means something to be acknowledged for your achievements in front of your class. It just sounds like the teacher just got so defensive that a parent questioned her decision instead of taking a moment to consider that she might have gotten it wrong. I guarantee you that nobody in that auditorium, when they hear most improved, was thinking socially. They're thinking academically, most improved. So what did the girl, she's getting the award because she stopped picking her nose?
Okay.
So she's improved in that way?
No.
You know?
We're fighting over a fifth grade certificate at this point. I mean, you literally think that we should go tell a fifth grader to take a certificate back at this point?
This should be an extenuating circumstance. You have to give another most improved award to that kid.
So they both, think.
But then everybody in the class, at this point, do you want everyone in the class to get one at this point?
No. Because everyone in the class did not achieve what that one little boy achieved.
We don't know.
So but you honestly think the right thing to do would be for her to go in front of the class, the school, whatever, and be like, hey, I got it wrong.
I don't want to shame or embarrass another child.
But you are, because you made fun of her earlier making a joke about her picking her nose. So that was what you did.
But I didn't do it in front of her class or her parents or any of that stuff. That would be immature. If my child cried in the car asking what else he could have done to get that award, I'd be making that same phone call.
Okay. Talk to Gabriella, because I kind of feel guilty. I'm like, did we do this the wrong way? Gabriella, what's up? Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Did we get it wrong? Should we have taken the award away? Because I feel like a smidge guilty.
I don't.
No, that lady Denise had my heart going. Okay, I'm sorry. But I have two kids, and they, like, have these classes every weekend.
Yeah.
And they give awards every time.
Right,
and
yeah,
they love when they win, okay? And they don't often. And I say to them, well, one, like, did you really try your best? Or two, sometimes we don't get what we deserve.
Right.
And that has to be okay. I also came up with something called the Mommy Award because I wanted them to know I was proud. Also, what an opportunity to learn, like, some empathy with whatever this girl is going through.
Yeah.
Clearly, we know, like, people go through horrific things, right? And, like, what a time to teach your kid that maybe she just really needed it more.
No, that's true. Know? Like, that could have been a really good lesson there instead.
And it's just like, we need some more kindness and, like, you know, yeah, we don't always win, and it's awful. It feels bad, and I'm sure it feels bad for him, but my gosh, like, to go off on a teacher, which we all know, like, talk about underappreciated and overworked.
As it
and,
is, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I have two young kids, so I get it, and it's hard seeing your kid that upset, but you're the parent. Parent your kid, not the teacher.
Mm. Yeah, well said.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.